Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from December 2nd to December 6th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On December 2nd, here were the news. HODLers are insane. 64% of Bitcoin supply has not moved since 2018. Guy who lost 4 BTC on Lightning Network has recovered most funds. Halving will be non-event for BTC price, Morgan Creek Digital Exec. P2P Bitcoin Marketplace Paxful set to surpass local Bitcoins in volume. Data scientist uses deep learning to predict BTC price in real time. Dutch crypto startups brawl with regulators over scope of EU money laundering rule. On December 3rd, here were the news. Plaintiffs in Tether Bitcoin price manipulation case will not drop complaint. Ethereum developer Virgil Griffith to be released from jail pending trial. Bitcoin Lightning Network payments hit Bitfinex in industry first. Swiss Stock Exchange 6 lists physically backed Bitcoin ETP. Ethereum-based virtual museum tokenizes censored Bitcoin artwork. The SEC has a new chief crypto cop. Zcash Foundation Funds app mixing private messaging and payments. Binance acquires Beijing-based blockchain data startup Dapp Review. Sanctions weren't discussed at North Korea crypto conference, attendee says. On December 4th, here were the news. Danish court upholds Nordea Bank ban on employees owning Bitcoin. Backed Bitcoin futures open interest hits new all-time high of $6.54 million. Chinese insurance giant Ping An's blockchain arm reveals terms for $468 million IPO. North Korean hacking group may be behind malware-laden fake crypto site. MUFG plays down reports of digital currency launch. Gemini hires former Starling Bank founder as managing director of Europe. Andreas Antonopoulos slams Intuit after payments block for crypto use. Bitcoin no longer looks like digital gold by one measure. On December 5th, here were the news. Top U.S. financial regulators urge monitoring of digital assets, stablecoins. Circle co-founder Sean Neville steps down as co-CEO. Canadian government assisted Bitcoin miner files for bankruptcy owing millions. Pompliano joins board of blockchain-based lending firm after $103 million raise. Microsoft teams up with Engine to offer crypto collectible rewards. Ex-Morgan Stanley executives launch crypto derivatives platform in Singapore. Bitcoin's rejection at key price hurdle puts short-term bull trend at risk. Matter Labs unveils Layer 2 scaling solution for Ethereum payments. Crypto lender BlockFi rolls out zero-fee trading for Bitcoin, Ether, GUSD. On December 6th, here were the news. Mnuchin fine with Libra launch, but crypto project must fully comply with AML rules. Microsoft collaboration fuels 50% rally for Engine's cryptocurrency. Kadena blockchain taps healthcare data firm to track medical cannabis product. Asset manager secures SEC approval to create novel Bitcoin futures fund. Microsoft is using blockchain to help firms trust AI. Multicoin Capital hires principal in Asia as crypto VCs look east. Key Bitcoin price indicator turns bearish, but it may not be bad news. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.